cage open that he killed him. I was scared. I don't know what to do.
There's no use you sitting here telling me a damn lie when I know different. Be honest. Help yourself, girl.
This is 22-year-old Deborah Leanne Burge. In this moment, she went from being the innocent victim.
Okay. What else did he tell you?
That I better keep my mouth shut,
or what?
You'd kill me too.
To someone who detectives realize may in fact be a cold-blooded killer.
You got an opportunity to tell the truth and help yourself, and you'd rather sit here and lie to me.
On May 3rd, 2013, 43-year-old Harvey Ray Smith, also known as Ray, suddenly disappeared from his home in Santa Rosa County, Florida. However, as his family members quickly tried to locate their loved one, the search came to a close less than 24 hours later. That very next morning, Ray's lifeless body would be found in the trunk of his car behind a Motel 6 in Pensacola. It was clear that he had been brutally murdered, and a sadistic killer was now on the loose. As the investigation quickly ensued, officers began reviewing several pieces of evidence, including Ray's phone call and text records. This is where they would discover one of their lead suspects, 22-year-old Deborah Leanne Burge. As one of the last people to have had contact with Ray before his death, detectives did not waste any time in tracking the young woman down. With a million and one questions lingering in the air, Deborah may have all of the answers. However, as the interrogation progresses, detectives will come to wonder if their suspect is just an innocent acquaintance of the deceased, or if she is the monster they have been looking for all along. This interrogation has been given to us exclusively by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office and is analyzed by our team of interrogation experts and forensic psychologists.
I just kind of want to back up on Thursday. Just back up to Thursday. Okay. Kind of want to just go from there. What all took place Thursday? What all your day consisted of?
We just sat around the house.
Who's we?
Me and Zach Greer.
Zach Greer?
Zachary Greer.
Now, what is Zach to you?
Well, we had been friends a long time ago, and then I guess he went to jail and got out, and then we got back in contact, and he asked if he can come stay at my house for a week, which was, kind of weird.
You have a number for him?
No, actually, I don't. I haven't heard or seen from him since Friday, and they left me in a hotel room with my kids. Him and some guy. I've never even seen the guy in my life.
Let's back up. Okay. Thursday, you were sitting there at the house with him, right?
Right.
Okay, what happened after that?
We just hang out at the house. There's not really much you could do out there,
Did you go anywhere at all Thursday afternoon, Thursday night?
Thursday night, his friend come and picked us up around 1 o'clock.
Who was this, in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because we had been hanging out, I think we had went and picked my dad up from work.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been on the phone, the whole time we were out there. And, we got back to the house. The guy that we were going to go hang out with didn't answer. So when
who was that?
I don't even know his name. It's one of his friends. I think he said his name was G or something. That's all they gave me is G.
G?
G. Just G. I'm kind of scatterbrained.
That's okay. We'll get it all put together.
Given that this is an active investigation, Deborah's emotions are most likely becoming a bit overwhelming. However, she may be using her supposed scatterbrain as an excuse for any information that she cannot recall. For example, though she claims to have forgotten the name of the mystery man referred to as G, she could intentionally be concealing his identity for a specific reason. At the same time, she mentions her boyfriend, 22-year-old Zachary Greer, a name that will become an important piece of the puzzle as the interrogation continues.
Thursday, did you eat pizza?
Pizza Thursday. Yes, I did.
Where was that at?
On our way back from Pace. We were eating in the car.
Who was all in the car?
Me, my mom and dad, my two little girls, and Zach.
Both your little girls, who were their fathers?
Aaron Strickland
uh-huh.
is my 2-year-old's father, and Lee Sutton is my 5-month-old's father.
Okay. All right, while y'all were eating pizza, did you see anybody? Talk to anybody?
Yes, I did, Ray.
Okay, Ray.
Smith.
Okay, what was that conversation about?
Nothing much. I just asked him how his daughter was doing because me and her had been friends for, you know, a really long time, and she went down the wrong path and got sent to rehab, so.
What pizza place was it?
Little Caesars and Pace.
And Pace? Is that on 90?
Mm-hmm. Right beside Winn-Dixie.
Okay. So you just asked how his daughter was doing,
mm-hmm,
and all that? What else was talked about?
Nothing.
Okay, well, I want you to understand something, okay? It's very important. And I know you say you're scatterbrained on things, but I want you to understand it's very important that anything that you can remember or anything that was said or anything that took place, it's important, okay? And you have to make sure that when I ask you a question, that number one, you're 100% honest, okay? And number two, that you don't give me half of the story, okay?
I'm going to tell you.
But let me finish what I'm telling you, okay? Because I just want to make sure you understand me 100%, okay? There's two things that can get you in trouble today, okay? One of them's telling a lie, and the other one's blowing smoke up my ass, okay? Neither one of them are going to happen, correct?
Correct.
You're going to be 100% honest.
That's what, okay? I promise.
We're not leaving anything out.
No, sir.
Right?
Right.
You with me?
I'm with you.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
The detective may suspect that Deborah isn't telling the entire truth and hopes that his applied pressure technique will encourage her to cooperate. However, in response, she may also become resistant or defensive, but it doesn't take long before her story begins to fall apart.
I guess you know him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who is that?
That's Ray.
Okay. And I guess by now you know he's dead. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get to that part in just a second. What did y'all talk about in Little Caesars?
His daughter, that's all. Okay. I've known his daughter for a really long time. And she got sent to rehab, like I said, mm-hmm, so I was just asking how she was doing when she was coming home and, you know, a couple things like that. But
Have you talked to him before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how?
He calls my mom's phone or my dad's phone and, you know, talks to me every now and then, but it's not really much. Maybe like once a month or twice a month. That was the first time I had seen him in forever.
Y'all ever messed around?
No.
Okay. After the incident at Little Caesars, when was the next time you talked to him?
He called my mom's phone. I can't remember the time because, you know, we were eating pizza in the car with the kids. And he called my mom's phone on our way there. And just, I guess, to see what I was doing.
On the way where?
Back home.
Okay.
After y'all talked?
Right after I seen him at Little Caesars,
uh-huh,
we left, and about maybe 20 minutes later, he called, to see if I was in Pace anymore, because he knew that I didn't live in Pace. I lived in Molino. Mm-hmm. And I guess he was seeing if I was, he asked if I was hanging out in Pace or anything, and I told him no, you know, I stay in Molino with my kids and my mom and dad.
Okay, after that, did you talk to him anymore?
Mm-mm. I didn't talk to him on the phone no more after that.
What about text messaging?
I think I did text.
Let me explain something to you, okay? You're saying you think, okay? I'm telling you I know.
I know.
Okay? So there's two things I've told you. Help yourself and tell me the truth, and let's get this straightened out and help you, okay? There's no use you sitting here telling me a damn lie when I know different. Be honest. Help yourself, girl. You got an opportunity to tell the truth and help yourself, and you'd rather sit here and lie to me.
I'm sorry.
Help yourself. This is your opportunity to tell the truth. Get it off your chest of what happened.
I don't want to be away with my kids.
Hey, then help you talk. Tell me what you know. When you sit here and lie, that's where you get trouble. Accept responsibility for what went on. You have an opportunity to stand up and say, hey, a mistake happened. What can I do to fix it? Here is your chance. That's why we're trying to be nice and we called you. We wanted to talk to you because we want you to be able to tell us the truth. The truth is the only thing you can sit here and tell today that's going to make you feel better. Don't sit here with something on your conscience that you need to let off of it. So you want to start all over and let's get right? Huh? You want to, let's put it on the table? Here's your opportunity. I need you to tell me the truth. Okay? Is that fair?
Deborah.
Clear your eyes up, girl.
I know you've probably been a wreck for the past few days.
My kids.
You ain't slept a wink, have you?
Yes, I've been asleep. I don't get in trouble.
Okay, listen.
You know?
Listen, we're getting off on the wrong path, okay? Listen to me.
the only person that can take care of children correctly is their mother, okay? Let's do everything we can do to make sure that happens, okay? Let's be honest, okay? That's the way to go, okay? So I'm going to start all over, and I want you to tell me what you know, okay?
The detective uses an empathetic approach when appealing to Deborah's maternal instincts, allowing her to feel more comfortable in sharing information. Emphasizing the importance of a mother's role may compel her to do the right thing. However, in her new version of events, she paints herself as someone who is a victim herself.
What'd y'all talk about in Little Caesars?
He kept looking down my shirt.
Okay.
And he kept telling me that I had nice and everything else. And any other time that he called my phone, he was always hitting on me. Mm-hmm. And he always made me feel uncomfortable. So I didn't, I didn't ever hang out with him because I didn't want to be feeling uncomfortable around, this is my friend, my best friend's dad, mm-hmm. And so it was really weird. Whenever we left Little Caesars, like I said, he called, we were going down the road, and he asked what I was doing, and if he can come hang out, and I told him no, and then I told Zach what he had said to me, and I guess it had made him mad or something, and he asked me to have the dude come to our house.
He asked you what?
He asked me to ask the dude come to our house to hang out. Mm-hmm. So he comes to the house to hang out, and we were sitting in his car hanging out with him. And my kids, I walked inside to check on my kids, and they were awake, and I stayed inside with my kids. I don't know much after that. I went back inside to hang out with my kids, and that was it.
What happened when you came back out?
When I came back out? Well, I was texting his phone telling him to tell Zach to come here and to tell Ray to leave because he was making me feel uncomfortable because he took me to the store and he kept trying to stick his hands down my pants.
Where was Zach at when that happened?
In the back seat of the car. And I guess he seen or whatever, and I guess it made him mad. Well, whenever I come back inside, I kept texting and telling him to come back, to come inside me. I don't know what happened after that.
Okay. When you walked back outside, what happened?
Get it off your chest, girl.
I don't want to be able to go into my kids.
You have to be honest.
What happened when you walked outside?
He told me that he was going to try to rob him for all of his money.
Did he have a lot of money?
I don't know. I don't know how much money he had.
And Zach told you that? Okay, what happened next?
When I told Ray to leave, I texted his phone and told him to leave. And I guess he drove down the road, and I guess Zach walked down the road, and I don't know what happened down the road. I don't know nothing.
What happened after that?
I kept calling Ray's phone and nobody would answer, so I started walking to the end of the road. When I get to the road, he come running up.
Who came running up?
Zach did.
And
he told me that he killed him. I was scared. I don't know what to do. I would have never let this guy in my house around my children if I felt like he was, going to hurt us or put me in a situation like that, because all I have is my kids. If my kids don't have me, they don't have anybody. But if their daddies are in prison. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that he was on probation or have warrants or anything.
He said that he killed him. What happened next?
He asked me to walk to the end of the road with him. And I walked down there and I started freaking out.
Why did you freak out?
Because he was laying there dead on the ground.
Okay. Did you see what he... I mean, how did he kill him?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, what happened next?
He put him in the back of the car. And then he made me drive the car.
In the back... Hold on, slow down. Okay, slow down. Take you a breath. When you say in the back of the car.
In the back of Ray's car.
Like the back, is that like.
In the trunk.
Okay. Did you have to help him put him in?
No.
You didn't put him in there? Mm-hmm. He did? Okay.
I'm not a bad person.
Hey, nobody's saying you are. Okay.
The reason we asked you to come down here, and the reason you came down here on your own, and we didn't go up there and kick in your door or nothing like that, is because we think you got caught up in a messed up situation. Okay? You got caught up in a bad situation, and we're here to try and right that situation, okay? So what happened after...
He told me that I had to drive the car to Pensacola. He made me go down there and load my kids up. And we had to drive the car to Pensacola. And then we went to the Motel 6, and he made me go in there and get a room.
Okay.
And then the next morning we woke up, and he called my friend Lauren Rockwell to come pick us up. She took us down to the Queen Mary down the road, and we got another room there.
Okay.
Well, we had to be out of there by 11 o'clock the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I called Gene and told him that I didn't have no place to go, so can me and the kids come hang out with him? And he said, yeah. Well, Gene come up and one of his friends, I can't think of his name, come up to the room and to pick us up. Well, Zach was nowhere to be found. Me and Gene were sitting there, and people down the hallway were causing problems or whatever.
Where does Gene stay at?
In Florida Town. It's the same guy.
Okay.
From earlier, but
hey, what's Lauren's phone number, real quick?
She works at.
Okay.
I asked Gene to come give me my kids. And I guess Zach was supposed to come with us. He told me he was walking down the hallway. Gene said he was ready to go. I called Lauren's phone because he said Lauren was going to come pick him up later on. So I called to see if she was already there to pick him up. And he answered and said that he was gone. He left me in this hotel room and just left. Just left me and my kids.
Notice how Deborah's emotional distress begins to subside while discussing Gene and Lauren. This portion of her story could very well be true. However, she may be trying to deflect attention from herself, even if it's just for 1 second. And although Deborah claims to have zero idea of how Ray was murdered, she was fully aware that Zach was going to rob him. This begs the question, did she only learn of Zach's plan minutes before it took place and actually tried to warn Ray? Or is she more complicit than she's letting on? By stating that she doesn't know what happened, she might be trying to distance herself from the situation to avoid any potential responsibility. At the same time, she could also be using this as a stalling tactic to gather her thoughts. Regardless, the detective seemed to believe her story, although they have a few extra questions.
The night this happened, out there at the end of the road, what were you wearing?
They were in the washing machine. He made me put all the clothes in the washing machine at the house. He told me that if I didn't listen, then I'd be staring at the same walls he'd be staring at, the same cement walls he'd be staring at.
Okay. What did you have on? What were you wearing? Do you remember?
I had a jacket. I can't specifically remember. It's too much.
I know.
Hey, calm down.
Deborah. Or do you go by Deborah or Leanne?
Leanne.
What you gotta understand is... You're doing
scared.
Right. Okay. I know you're scared. Man, look at me. You're doing right, okay? And we're going to work through this. But we're just going to slow down. We're going to take it step by step. And just answer a couple more questions, okay? Look. You didn't kill that boy.
No.
You just told me he did, okay?
I did it.
So you're going to help us make this situation right, correct? All right. What were you wearing that night?
I had a jacket on that had some pink in it. But I can't remember if I had pants on or shorts on.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Do you remember what Zach was wearing?
Yes, he had on my ex-boyfriend's jacket and his shoes.
What kind of jacket
was it? A black jacket and a black pair of Nikes that didn't even belong to him.
Okay. All right. Do you know where he put that?
No.
Okay, the black jacket. What type of jacket was it? Are we talking leather or like a...
It's like a work kind of jacket.
Okay, like a work jacket.
The clothes that he had on underneath it I can't. I think it was a blue shirt or something. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if my mom's even done laundry or anything. Everything might still be back there in the washing machine. He told me that I better go put everything in the washing machine. And I was scared. I didn't know what to do. I was just listening to what I was told. I'm getting situations like that, you know?
What was the conversation when you were driving up to the hotel?
That I better listen to him. And that it's my fault, too, because I had something to do with it. And if anything happens, I'll go to jail, and he'll go to jail, and I will be away from my kids forever.
Leanne, what this boy has done...
I know.
...is put you in a bad situation, and he's trying to make you feel responsible for it. But you're not responsible for his actions, are you?
No, if that was...
And he hasn't treated you fair.
That's my best friend's dad. I wouldn't want somebody to do that to my dad, you know? Mm-hmm.
And what he's done to you isn't fair, is it?
No, it's not.
He did this, and then he left you.
He left me.
So what we're going to do...
He left me.
...is we just got a couple more questions we're going to work through, okay?
You said you drove, or Ray took you to the store?
Mm-hmm.
What store was that?
The Tom Thumb at the end of the road. I think,
The one where your mama works?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Zach was in the back to see.
Okay, what... Ray had a cell phone.
He threw... There was a cell phone and a laptop in the car. Huh? And he threw the laptop and the cell phone out of the window going down the road.
You know about where at?
He took this... it's somewhere down 29. It wasn't far from the... He gave me a cigarette pack that had everything that was in his wallet in it, and he made me throw it out the window.
Okay. So this was on 29?
Mm-hmm. Just... Not far from the...
Okay. So did you throw it out the driver's side?
I didn't touch it.
Okay. Was it thrown out the driver's side?
The passenger side.
Okay.
Was there any cash?
Yeah, he had good money from him.
You know how much?
I know. He had a couple $100 bills, but he left me. I didn't know how much money. He didn't leave me anything. Whenever he left, he didn't give me a dollar.
Was there nothing. Was there any Apple iPods or anything like that?
I didn't see an iPod. Okay.
And you and Ray have never had any kind of relationship whatsoever?
Never. Okay. He's always hit on me. Because he told me, he was like, I left my daughter and my girlfriend at home asleep to come see you. And I was like, why do you want to do that? I'm only 23 years old, you know? Mm-hmm. I'll be 23 years old in July. It's my friend's dad. That's weird. It's creepy.
Notice how Deborah consistently presents herself as a victim of both Ray and Zach. On one hand, her accusations against the men could be true. On the other, she may be trying to elicit sympathy from the detectives to influence the investigation. However, they also reinforce this idea of Zach being the true manipulator. This encourages Deborah to put her own interests first, while also building a trusting rapport between her and the detectives. But things still aren't adding up, and Deborah's pleas of innocence may actually be a disguise for something far more sinister.
Did you and him have to take anything out of the trunk to put Ray in there?
I did not touch anything in the trunk.
Did he take anything out of the trunk?
Yeah, I think there was a propane thing, but I'm not sure, because whenever I seen the propane bottle, it was in the back of the truck, back of the car. Right. I didn't see anything in the back of the car, and he told me not to go around there and look. Don't go around the back of the car and look at anything.
Okay. So when you went, when you saw it, when was that?
The propane bottle. Whenever he was making me load my kids up.
Okay, and where was it?
I had to bring my kids with me through all that. That's not fair.
It's not fair to you. You haven't been treated right, and we're here to treat you right.
I'm a very good mom.
We're here to treat you right, and we're here to work through this, okay? Let me ask you a question. The jacket and the shoes that were your ex-boyfriend's.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any other clothes of your ex-boyfriend's that Zach was using?
No.
You know anything about a set of coveralls?
No, I did not see any coveralls. I did not see what went in the back of the trunk and what came out the back of the trunk. I didn't see what he took out. I didn't see any of that. He was having me run around and go get him spray bottles and put the clothes up and everything. When he was out there doing whatever he was doing, I was freaking out. I didn't know what to do. I was scared. I didn't know whether to, you know, go tell my parents or to call or anything. Like, I've never been in any kind of situation like that.
Did he use the water hose in your yard?
Yeah.
What did he use that for?
To spray the car off.
Do you know if he sprayed right down?
Yeah, because whenever I walked outside, he had the trunk open and he had the water hose at the trunk, and he told me not to come back there.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Did he shoot Ray?
I don't... He didn't have a... I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the dude like I thought I did, you know?
Let me ask you this.
I'm not sure if he had a gun.
Let me ask you this. You said that you had to go down to the end of the road.
Uh-huh.
Where exactly are you talking about? Are you talking about out at Highway 97?
No, at the end of our driveway, just about behind... you guys come to the house, right? Uh-huh. That boat?
Uh-huh.
Okay, at the back of the boat?
Uh-huh.
The car was parked right there.
Okay. Because that's where... You said you get the cell phone service?
Uh-huh. Well, no, we had to walk way down the road to get the cell phone service, but...
Okay.
But whenever I told him he had to leave, I guess Zach had left whenever I told him he had to leave and walk through the woods. And I guess when Ray was backing up or something, he didn't tell me anything. I wouldn't have let that happen in my house around my kids, you know?
What do you mean by he walked through the woods? I thought Zach was with Ray.
No, Zach walked through the woods.
Okay. Do me a favor. I'm sorry. I'm just a little confused.
I know. I'm confused, too.
Okay. Just, like I said, we're going to take this step by step, okay? Leanne, look at me. You're doing right here.
You're really hard.
Okay? You got put in a bad situation, and we're making it right. Right? So y'all went up to the store.
We went to the store.
Who all went in the store?
Just me.
Okay.
And Ray and Zach sat outside in the car.
Okay. When you left the store, where'd you go?
Home. We pulled all the way into my driveway.
Okay.
I went inside to go check on my kids. And like I said, my kids were awake. So I texted Ray's phone telling him that my kids were awake and I wasn't coming back out there, you know, until tell Zach to come back inside. Well, I guess when Ray left, Zach walked down the side of the woods and...
So did Zach come back to the house?
Yeah, because I was calling, you know, Ray's phone as I did. I didn't know what was going on, so I called, nobody answered. So I went to go walk to the end of the road, and he come running up the road telling me he needed me to come down there. Hurry.
We're jumping ahead, okay?
And I'm sorry.
And I know this is a very... emotional time and a very hard time you're having right now.
I'm not trying to lie to you guys. I'm trying to tell you all the truth, you know.
I know. But do me a favor. You leave the Tom Thumb. You get back to the house.
Mm-hmm.
You go inside to check on your kids. Does Zach come back to the house?
No, he didn't.
Okay, a little bit ago, you said something about Zach said he was going to try and rob him.
Yes, when did that happen? I'm so confused.
Take a deep breath, okay? When did that conversation happen?
I'm trying to think. It was so many days ago, and I've just been really stressed out. I think he said he was going to rob him when he got mad because I told him what he was saying to me. You know, trying to stick his hands in my pants and the stuff that he said to me at the pizza place and the stuff that he said to me before, you know, whenever he's called. Because he's never really called just to conversate unless, you know, I ask about his daughter. He's always saying sexual things to me. Mm-hmm. Always.
Okay.
And he made me feel uncomfortable, but...
No. All right, let me... Y'all went to the store, okay? Mm-hmm. On the way back from the store, is that when you went in to check on your kids?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Whenever we got back from the store, I went inside to check on
your kids. Okay. Was it any time around then that you went back outside and he told you that he was going to rob him?
I never went back outside. I texted Ray's phone and told Ray to tell Zach to come here.
Okay.
And he said he come inside and said that he was gonna do it. And I told him, no, my kids live here, you know.
And that was after y'all went to the store?
After we had went to the store. Okay. See, I don't know what they conversated about while I was in the store, okay. You know.
Right. But, so you came back from the store, you went inside.
Right.
To check on your kids. And then Zach came in.
Mm-hmm.
And told you that.
Yeah, and I told him not to do that. This is my house, my kids live here.
Okay.
Whatever.
Where'd Zach go from there?
I guess he walked. I told Ray to leave, and when Ray left, I guess Zach left before Ray did or something. Cause I was uncomfortable, so I stayed inside, away, you know. Cause I don't want no part of anything that I don't have to be part of, you know.
Deborah's confusing recollection of events indicate that she may be hiding information or misleading the detectives. In response, they begin to close in on the suspect, both physically and metaphorically. While Deborah claims to be confused, the detectives most likely suspect that she is stalling in order to think of a more plausible explanation. However, it's only a matter of time before the unbelievable truth is finally revealed.
I want to jump back to something. I ask you if he shot Ray. Do you know if he shot him?
I did not hear any.
Did he tell you how he did it?
No, he didn't. I didn't ask questions.
Did you see a gun, a baseball bat, a wrench, a knife, a screwdriver?
I did not see anything.
Okay.
I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything.
Okay.
I didn't ask any questions because I was scared. You know, if he can do that to him, why wouldn't he do that to me and my kids? You know?
How long have you known Zach?
I've known him for a few years. He's always been in and out of jail. And then, you know, we hung out one time, and after that, he told me that he wanted to come stay a week or so at my house, so I let him come stay. You know, he just got out of jail. I didn't figure he'd get out of jail, and I already have warrants again to go back to jail, you know?
Mm-hmm. Did he tell you he was wanted?
No, my mom told me that, I guess somebody had mentioned to them that he had warrants or whatever. And I wouldn't have let that in my house.
Okay. So you drove back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
On the way to the hotel, you drive down 97, you turn on 29.
Right.
Okay. You said you went a little bit past the Tom Thumb,
mm-hmm.
and then he threw
a laptop and his cell phone out on the passenger side.
Okay. Cigarette pack with the other stuff.
Yeah, he gave me the cigarette pack that had all a bunch of, I guess, Social Security cards or whatever in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me to throw them out of my side, which is on the driver's side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, my kids are in the back, you know. I don't risk my kids.
So did you throw them out?
Yes, I threw the cigarette pack out because I was told to.
On the driver's side?
On the driver's
side. Is that around the same area as the laptops?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you know if you had made it to the old... Do you know if you'd made it to any of those, that little restaurant that's on the right yet? Down the hill?
I'm not sure. I was paying straight. I wasn't even conversating. I was really scared. I was just looking straight in front of me. If you asked me to do something, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. You're driving down 29, okay? Tell me the route you took.
Let me think. I don't really know my way around Pensacola, all that, you know.
Well, let me back up. Who decided to go to that hotel?
He did.
Was there any reason why? Okay.
He told me to go to that hotel, and then he made me park, pull the car up, and where you go check in at. And there was, when I walked in, I seen the camera right there, and I'm pretty sure the camera seen the car and me getting out the car, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was in there, I asked the dude if I could fill out an application, you know? And I filled out an application for a job.
You did fill out one?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. When you got back in the car...
I pulled around and parked where he told me to park at, on the side of the thing, and I got my kids out, went directly into the room, and I never went back out.
It is terrifying to think that Deborah allowed her kids to be in the same vehicle as Ray's dead body. At the same time, it is quite odd that she decided to fill out a job application at the motel where they would eventually leave the deceased. If Deborah was truly that scared, She could have alerted the motel staff of what had happened, and they could have called the police. However, behind her suspicious behavior lies an even more twisted and unsettling explanation.
You okay?
I don't want to go to jail.
You want me to bring you some water or something?
Am I going to jail?
I don't know. That's what we're trying to figure out. Let me tell you what's important. All right. The important thing is him. That's who we're looking to get a hold of, okay?
Okay, I'll tell you any place that he could be at.
And we're thinking to do that. Hey, do you feel better yet? It's off your chest.
Yeah, I just worried about my kids.
Okay, give me one second.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm gonna run over a couple other things with you real quick. Okay? Good? Alright. It's okay. You walk up, you go up there to the car at the end of the road. I guess that's by the boat where it happened at. Mm-hmm. What are you doing while he puts Ray in the back of the car?
I'm just standing there. I was in shock.
Okay.
He was...
Did you put your clothes in the washing machine? Why?
Because he told me to.
Did you have blood on?
Not that I knew of, but it was all over the car.
Did you get in the car to go back to the house?
No. I walked back down to the house.
So he drove the car down there?
No, Ray drove the car down there. Because remember, Ray was leaving.
No. After Ray got killed, okay, was he put in the trunk?
Yes.
Did the car go back to your house?
Yes.
Okay, how did it get back to your house?
Zach.
Okay, he drove. Was Ray in the car when he killed him? Or was he standing out of the car?
I don't know. I wasn't down there, and I didn't ask any questions.
None whatsoever?
Nope. I mean, I seen blood all over the side of the car, and I seen Ray laying on the ground.
On what side?
The driver's side.
Okay. Was it on the inside or outside of the car?
It was everywhere.
Okay. It was everywhere. Okay.
And now, let me just... I know this is rough. Sorry, I don't mean to...
Okay.
But I just... Was it like... Along the side of the car, or was it just was all, right there by the door?
It was all over the place. Like, all over the place.
Okay.
I've never seen anything.
Did Zach have blood all over him?
Yes, but I didn't notice that he had blood until we were at the end of the driveway. I didn't know what had happened until we got down there and I seen Ray laying on the ground. Mm-hmm. Whenever I was, you know, when I was scared and I was going to see what the hell was going on.
Where did you see blood on him at?
On Zach?
Yeah.
He showed me his hands when we got into the light at the end, and I just started freaking out. I was like, oh my God. I just felt like I was going to have an anxiety attack. Like, it's really scary.
I want to back up to something you just said. You said you walked out to where the car was, and you said Ray was laying on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Where at?
At the end of the driveway.
No, but I mean, where was it in reference to where the car was?
He was laying on the driver's side on the ground.
Okay.
And whenever I walked down there, he was still making noises.
What kind of noises? I mean, was it...
Was
he crying, or...?
Kinda. It really scared me.
Okay.
Really, really scared me.
What did Zach say about him making noises?
Just ignore it.
What did Zach do next?
Put it in the trunk.
While he was still making noises?
Did he make noises as y'all traveled back?
I was trying to block everything out.
But did you hear anything?
I didn't hear anything.
While Zach was in, what was Ray wearing that night?
When I seen him, no, matter of fact, when we was leaving, when we was pulling out the driveway after we loaded everything up to go to the hotel, there was a red shirt on the side. Did you guys find any shirt or anything?
A red shirt on the side of where?
There was a red shirt on the side of the driveway, I guess, where they had, you know, everything had went down at. And I was like, okay, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
And he got out of the car, and he picked the shirt up. Where the shirt went from there,
Did the shirt get back in the car?
Yes, it did.
So Ray brought the shirt into the car?
Zach. Yes, he brought the shirt back into the car, and where it went after that, I don't know.
Did he come back to your house after y'all picked up the shirt, or was that when y'all were leaving?
When we were leaving.
Okay.
He got out the car. He made me stop. I felt like I could be sick. He made me stop, and he drug his feet over top of all the blood that was in the ground.
He drug what?
His feet. He tried to cover up the blood with his feet, you know, move the dirt around to cover up the blood. He kept telling me, oh, it's going to be okay. We're in the country. They're going to think it was a dead animal or something.
When y'all checked in the room, what was the conversation?
I didn't speak to him. I was really scared.
He had to have said something, though.
It just, nothing better not go, you know, between...
He said what now?
Nothing better not leave... us. It stays between us.
Okay. What else did he tell you?
That I better keep my mouth shut, or...
Or what?
He'd kill me too,
He told you that?
Yeah. He's told one of his ex-girlfriends that before. And she called and told me that he told her that, so when he said it to me, you know, I believed it. Mm-hmm. I don't like guys around my kids, because they have dads, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm not disrespectful like that. And if I felt uncomfortable with that, I would not have let him come here around my children.
And he never described how he killed him?
No, I didn't want to know.
Did you see any, when y'all got back to the hotel, to Motel 6, did you see him with any knives or anything like that? You ever known him to carry a knife?
No.
The detectives are more straightforward with their questioning, and their sympathetic approach has suddenly disappeared. This may indicate that they have received information that could further implicate Deborah. However, given that her story has changed several times, they might detect that the suspect has been manipulating the narrative to fit her best interest, and their patience is wearing thin.
Another thing I'm a little confused about, who was texting Ray?
Who was texting Ray?
Uh-huh.
I was the one telling him that, you know, my kids were awake and that he had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was inside with the telephone.
Okay.
And I guess he had his phone outside the car. Zach and him were sitting outside the car.
Okay. How about earlier?
I might have texted him, or he might have texted me or something, but I really can't remember.
At what point did Zach start talking about Robin Ray?
We had been out that he, I guess he had bought him a couple beers or whatever, and he was okay until he drank his alcohol, and then after he started drinking the alcohol is whenever he started talking like really stupid, like he wanted to do stupid stuff. And
who was talking stupid?
Zach. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he wanted to rob him, whatever, and I was like, I'm not doing that. This, you know, I live here.
Did he mention that at all when y'all left Little Caesars?
Mm-mm.
Never was brought up.
Mm-mm. The reason got brought up because we were discussing how, you know, he made me feel uncomfortable and stuff right now and then. But the reason I didn't talk to him is so that I didn't have to feel uncomfortable, you know?
But let's... Hold on. I'm getting lost. You said the reason y'all talked about it is because he made you uncomfortable. Talked about robbing him?
No, he made me feel uncomfortable. Me and Zach were discussing, you know, how... Ray made me feel uncomfortable when he looked at me or mm-hmm. talked to me or stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when Zach... You know, I guess he got mad because of the things that he was saying to me or whatever. And then he had, when we had got back home, he had mentioned robbing him.
Okay, and that was before Ray had came out there.
Right.
Okay.
And I told, I was like, no, my kids live here. You know, this is my friend's dad.
Okay. At that point, what did Zach tell you to do?
He told me to call him, see if he would come over, remember?
Okay. And he wanted him to come out there because...
I guess he wanted to rob him.
Okay. So, did you call him or did you text him?
I'm not sure if I called or text. Because he was like, he made me play along like this story. Like, oh, get him out here and this, that, and the other.
Let's back up. Instead of this, that, and the other, what exactly did he say?
He told me to get him out there so that he could take his money and that I better do it. Or I was just doing what I was told to do.
You better do it or what?
Or he was going to hurt me too.
And he, did he Zach, tell you that?
Yeah, Zach told me that.
Okay.
I mean, one of his ex-girlfriends told me that he's threatened to kill her before.
I'm talking about you and him right now, okay? He told you if you didn't do it, what?
He would hurt me.
Okay.
What did you text or did you call him?
I can't remember.
You said you were supposed to play along and blah blah blah. What were you supposed to play along and say?
We were in the middle of, you know, we'd text and then we'd call. I was supposed to tell him to come back out there and hang out with me. And remember, he'd come back out there and hang out with me. I went inside because my kids woke up, and that's when I said they had to go.
So are you the one that sent the text that said, when are you going to come up here and see me?
Mm-hmm.
In Deborah's mind, she is just an innocent victim who was forced to help commit an unthinkable crime. However, as the detectives try to piece the truth together, they confront her with yet another suspicious hole in her story.
I have, it's not really, you know, much, but I do have some Facebook messages from Ray from before.
From before?
From like a month or so ago. But, I mean, I'm not sure if it would help any.
What is he talking about in those messages?
It's actually one of them is where he got my phone number and I gave him... He asked me for my phone number, and I gave him my phone number. Because, you know, he'd never really ever said anything out of the way to me before. And then I guess he got a little bit comfortable around me. Because I always asked about his daughter, you know.
Let me ask you this. Does he know that Zach's your boyfriend?
Uh-uh.
What does he think Zach is?
He was just a friend.
And he tried to stick his hands down your pants with Zach in the car?
In the back seat, yeah.
Where were you at?
In the front seat.
So while Zach's sitting in the back seat, he's driving, reaching over across, following mm-hmm. you?
Mm-hmm.
Did Zach say anything then?
Nope.
What did you say to him?
I told him, please stop touching me, you know. He kind of made me feel uncomfortable, but...
Did he stop?
No.
Huh?
No. And I don't know if that's what made Zach mad, or I was... I mean...
So what happened?
I guess I didn't even say anything because I was scared to say something about touching me. I don't know. I thought that's what I was supposed to be doing, you know? Like, he made me get this guy over here. So
were you leading Ray on?
That's what I was supposed to, that's what I was supposed to be doing. That's what I was told to do.
Okay, So,
but nothing was.
Hold on.
I told him to leave because I.
The plan was to rob him. Is that it?
That was Zach's plan. Yes.
Okay, and you were to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why, if you were going along with it, why were y'all going to the store? Where was the robbery supposed to take place at?
At the end of my driveway, where it happened at, I guess.
So why did y'all drive to the store?
Because Zach asked him to take him to the store to go get a Rillo because he wanted to smoke a blunt. And he took him to the store. And then when we got back is whenever I went inside and told him that, you know, my kids were awake. I didn't want that to happen. I was trying to prevent it anyway.
So what happened on the way to the store?
Oh, we just conversated like everything was okay, you know, all three of us, and he would reach over and rub my leg or try to stick his hand on my pants, and, you know, I kind of close my legs or, you know, please stop.
You're going to have to forgive me here, okay? I'm a little confused because a second ago when we talked and I asked you, I said, were you leading Ray on? And you said, that's what I was supposed to do.
Zach told me to get him over there and lead him on and that he was going to rob him and that everything was going to be okay.
Were you supposed to lead him on?
That's what he said, yes. And then I went inside because I didn't want that to happen.
Had you promised him sex?
No.
Did y'all talk about
sex? No, it was never discussed. He kept trying to get me to go back outside and hang out with him by myself without Zach being there. But I didn't want to go hang out with him by myself, you know. I didn't want anything to happen, so I went inside with my kids.
If the plan was to rob him, what was Zach going to rob him with?
He never told me. I never asked questions. I didn't know if I was supposed to ask or if I wasn't supposed to ask. I don't know.
But you knew he was going to rob him.
Yeah, you know he was going to rob him, but I didn't.
And you knew he was going to do it.
I didn't think he was going to do it. No, I did really. I, honest to God, I did not think that it
would. But you still called him to come up there, yeah. And you still flirted with him.
You played along with it.
Right, and then I got a weird feeling or whatever, and I was like, I don't want to do this, and I went inside, and that's when I text Ray and said, my kids are awake, you got to leave.
Was he supposed to rob him before y'all got to the store? Did something happen where the time got changed on it?
I guess we just, I'm not sure. I mean, I know, I think he wanted us to ride so that I guess Ray would be comfortable around him. So if he rode with him, he'd be okay. You know, he'd be comfortable because he knows me, but he doesn't know him.
Did Zach walk through the woods or did Zach tell him he needed a ride when he was leaving?
He walked through the woods. No. He walked up the driveway. I know I said earlier that he walked through the woods, but right now he walked up the driveway.
Okay. Well, if he walked up the driveway, had Ray already left?
Yeah, he was parked at the end of the driveway calling my phone asking me if he could come back. And I was telling him no.
Did you tell him he could sleep on the couch?
No, I told Zach that he could sleep on the couch. Because Ray just thought me and Zach were friends. He didn't know that we were boyfriend and girlfriend at the time.
Mm. Why did you text
Ray's phone
and say you can sleep on the couch?
Just in case you don't understand, we've got all the text messages. So.
I know, and that's what Zach told me, that you're gonna go down regardless because they have all of his cell phone information stuff.
Yeah. I need you to listen to me, okay?
I know.
Why did you text Ray and tell him he could sleep on the couch?
I didn't tell Ray he could sleep on the couch.
Why did that text message come into Ray's phone from your phone?
I text and said that Zach can come sleep on the couch.
Why would you tell Ray that Zach can sleep on the couch if Zach is not with Ray?
Because Zach told Ray that he got locked out of his house. And that he lived down the road. We weren't boyfriend and girlfriend. We were just friends. So I text and said, tell Zach he can come sleep on the couch. And then Ray kept trying to get me to come back outside.
So,
and I didn't.
Was Zach going to take him somewhere? Or was Ray going to take Zach somewhere?
Mm-mm.
So, when you're texting Ray, this is part of the plan? Tell Zach to come in, he can sleep on the couch, things like that? Is that what I'm understanding?
I don't want this to happen. So I'm telling Ray to tell Zach to come inside so I can tell Zach, please don't do this. But, I don't want it to happen.
But you're still playing along like he's just a friend from up the road.
Yeah, because I didn't want Ray to, be suspicious and stuff like that. And
but you knew right then that he was fixing to rob him. You knew that was when it was going to take place?
Not right that second. I didn't think.
But you knew it was coming.
I knew it was going to come, but I didn't.
As Deborah spirals into a panic, she is most likely thinking of another way to regain control of the narrative. However, what she doesn't realize is that the detectives have finally picked up on her manipulative tendencies, and they could never have imagined that a monster was sitting right in front of them this entire time.
I think a lot of what's happening... Listen to me, okay?
I'm really like this, scared. That's what's Leanne, wrong with me.
Listen to me. Leanne, take your head out of your hands and look at me. Sit up. Sit up. Okay? Like this man told you. The best thing that you can do for you and your family is to come in here.
Tell the truth.
Shoot us straight and tell the truth.
I'm trying.
The reason you're getting so confused right now is because I think you're trying to tell the version of the story that sounds best for Leanne. Now, I'll tell you, being in this room, you can tell 1,000 truths. All of that help can get destroyed by one lie.
I know. I'm trying to tell you the best way that I can.
Leanne?
I'm really scared about my babies.
I understand. Leanne, look at me, Leanne. What you need to understand is that if you come in here and tell us the truth about everything but leave out details, what does all that mean? What does all that do for Leanne?
Nothing.
You're right.
I know.
Leanne, it's time to sit here. It's time to be grown. Okay. And it's time to tell the whole truth. Because that's the best thing for you and your family.
We're going to get it before we leave here today. We might as well go ahead and get it the first time. Okay?
I'm sorry.
All right. Where did you lead us astray at?
My brain's so scattered. I was just trying to put everything together, you know.
Hey, you know what's what. Let's get to it, okay? You know where you've walked off the wrong end of the road. So tell us. Let's just start from there.
I was told to get Ray to the house so that he could rob him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't.
Just say it.
I don't know if he was supposed to ride off with him or if it was going to happen right there, you know, but I'm just trying to remember. It just all happened so fast.
Leanne, you're coming so close to saying it, and you're just not. Just do us a favor, okay? Say it. Speak it.
Remember I told Ray to leave. Remember I said Zach walked up the driveway. Versus that he walked through the woods, but he really did walk up the driveway.
Okay.
Well, I kept calling Ray's phone because I didn't, you know, tell Zach to come here because I was trying to prevent anything from happening. Well, they stopped answering. And it scared me. I didn't hear no noises at all. So I started walking up the driveway. And then as I'm walking up to the driveway, Zach comes back and he's like, I need you to come down here and help me. I need you to come down here and help me. Please don't freak out. Please don't freak out. But as soon as we got into the light, he showed me the blood all over his hands. And then when we got to the end of the driveway, I seen blood everywhere. And I couldn't do it. Couldn't. I just stood there. I was like in shock.
Mm-hmm. What happened next?
I walked back to the house while he drove back to the house after he put the Ray in the trunk.
Did you see him put Ray in the trunk?
Mm-hmm.
Was Ray still moving?
Yes, he was making noises.
He put him in the trunk by himself?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I was like traumatized. I was in shock.
Okay.
I couldn't do it. And that was the whole reason he wanted me to go up there, was to help him. I could.
And you saw no weapon?
I seen no weapon.
Okay.
But I seen blood everywhere.
Did you see where Ray was hurt at?
I wasn't trying to look.
I know you weren't trying to look, but did you see where Ray was hurt?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to see it.
Okay. So bottom line is, when Ray was leaving, you knew that that's when he was going to rob him.
Yeah, I knew that he was going to rob him, but I did not know that it was going to happen like that.
Why was
you brought?
I didn't want that
Ray up there, so Zach could rob him.
I told him not to do it.
What was
a weird feel? I didn't want him to do it. I did not want him to hurt him.
What was your reason for texting Ray to come out there?
Because Zach told me to.
To
get
rob
him out there.
Okay, to rob him.
Right.
Okay, so you knew when you texted him the reason he was coming was to be robbed.
Yeah, but okay. I try to prevent it anyway.
But that's the reason.
Any way possible.
But you're missing what I'm saying.
I know.
That's the reason he came out there, was so he could be robbed, right? Is that a yes?
Zach never mentioned one time killing him.
Leanne?
He went and grabbed one of my dad's tools and said that he was going to hit him in the head with it. I'm not sure where this...
What kind of tool was it?
You know how an air compressor goes to the end of this long thing like that? It's one of them.
Where's that at?
I don't know. And he might have put it back inside. He might have threw it up. You know, he might have disposed of it.
Where did he get the tool from?
My dad's tools that were outside underneath the shed.
The shed that's up by the...
No, the one right beside the house.
Was that?
Before Ray got there.
Okay, so this is before Ray got there. He went and got that tool and said he was going to hit Ray in the head with it. Ray gets there. Y'all ride up to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And you're playing along.
Right.
You knew it was going to happen, okay?
I did not know it was going to happen like that.
You didn't know he was going to get killed, but you knew he was going to rob him.
Exactly, but I didn't want it to happen, so that's why I told him to come inside.
And that's your 100% honest truth?
That's my 100% honest truth. That's somebody's dad. I don't know what I'd do if somebody did that. My dad.
What, rob him or kill him?
Kill him. Rob him. Both, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, let's take the killing out of the equation, okay? You didn't plan to kill him, but you planned to rob him, right?
Right.
Okay.
I had a bad feeling and told him I didn't want to do it.
But you knew it was still going down, right?
I thought maybe I could stop it by, you know, saying something, but my word didn't work.
Well, you knew when he went up the driveway that it was, playing in motion, right? Huh?
Kind of, but not that way. I was really confused about what I was supposed to be doing.
Okay.
Following the interrogation, officers located several pieces of blood-stained clothing inside Deborah's home. This included the shoes and jacket that Zach had supposedly worn during the murder, clean of Ray's blood. However, it was to no avail, as the pair would come face to face with the inevitable consequences. Deborah and Zach were both arrested and charged with first-degree murder. However, Deborah's charge was lessened to second-degree murder in exchange for her testimony, in which she divulged that Zach had brutally stabbed Ray to death. She pled no contest and was sentenced to 15 years in prison, while Zach was found guilty and sentenced to life in prison. After the horrific tragedy, a memorial was held for the Florida native, who was remembered as a loving son, brother, uncle, father, grandfather, and friend. Reeling from the unimaginable loss, his loved ones would go on to state, "There is so much to say about Ray, and he has touched so many people's lives. Things will definitely never ever be the same without him." What do you think? Was Deborah an innocent victim like she claims to be, or did she play a much bigger role in the heinous crime? Let us know in the comments.